Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrock and Tommy Gester.
Hey, welcome in there, everybody. Happy Monday to you. Hope everybody had a great Easter weekend, the long weekend. Hope you got to celebrate with family and friends yesterday. We are here with you on a Monday for Sports Daily. A lot of kids are still out of school. Hanging their parents. He'll be back to normal in no time. Jacob Albrock here alongside Tommy Caster. Max Power producing for us back in studio. We've got the KFH hotline for you at 869-1240. We've got video comments available for you if you'd like to make them. Thanks for watching us on 12 News Connected, Facebook, YouTube, X. And thanks for listening to us on the Odyssey app where you can leave us voice messages with the little microphone icon. Glad to be here with you, Tommy. Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Happy Monday. Hope you had a good Easter weekend with the family. Good to see you for a minute yesterday. So, yeah, good to get back to it. Ready to jump right in.
Always helps when the Royals can get back on track, maybe. They got
a
win.
Bit, if we'll you take call it. That.
We'll take a win. Win's better than a loss. No, they're not back on track, but they at least salvaged the final game of the road trip. We'll have Jalen Thompson in. We missed him on Friday, so he's going to come in this morning here and help us talk a little Royals, help us, maybe some Royals fans, help talk them off the ledge a little bit because it's been a rocky start to the season. There's no doubt about it. We talked about it before the season, though, just about how difficult this schedule is going into it, and they have certainly felt the brunt of it early on in this season. So how much of it is that? How much of these are long-term issues that could haunt this team all year? We'll get into all of that with Jalen Thompson. Tommy, did you watch any WrestleMania last night?
No, I did not. I did not catch any of it. I'm assuming you did.
I did. I caught a little bit. I try to like dive in for just a second if I can. It's on Peacock now, which I have. I am not following it closely like I used to, but I do try it like WrestleMania and maybe the Royal Rumble, try and dive in. It's good. It was good. You know, the kids will wake up and watch the end of it. That's the thing. Like, they have kind of wanted to, I don't remember why or when we turned it on for just a second. So now they're kind of like into it. So I was like, we can watch the main event when you wake up tomorrow because it's on too late.
What was the main event? What was the big thing?
John Cena and has turned into a bad guy. I don't know if you saw that. It's a big deal in the industry against Cody Rhodes, and they fought it out. And I've no spoilers for anybody who hadn't seen it.
I mean, John Cena's got to be what, like 60 years old at this point? Like he's been
on a retirement tour. I mean, he's not that old, you know, by wrestling age. Those guys can go forever. But he's on a retirement year, I think. He's on, you know, how like Derek Jeter made his retirement tour. That's sort of what he's doing right now.
Okay.
But that was last night too. It's a big weekend. Big weekend. No, it's a lot of baseball for me. A lot of Royals, a lot of Rangers. Rangers played the Dodgers, which is a pretty exciting series. You know, the Royals, it seems like just about every game they play is exciting. They just fall the wrong direction. But they didn't last night. They got that extra innings. You know, they couldn't just win. They couldn't just make it a big win. They had to take it to extras.
Well, and I thought about you, too, because I know how much you hate the ghost runner in extra innings. Without that ghost runner, the Royals wouldn't have scored the go-ahead and ultimately winning run. They needed that. Ghost runner.
I don't hate the ghost runner. I like speeding up the games. I think I might be done with the ghost runner, though. Like, I didn't hate the idea. I have been on record plenty of times to say, yeah, let's get these games over with quickly. It's just, I don't like that it alters the typical way a team would win or lose a game. I think enough that I'd be okay now without it.
Royals like don't win games, that game without one.
Well, not at that moment they don't, but they held them scoreless. So you go into the 11th inning.
Yeah, there's nothing for a team that is struggling offensively like the Royals are. There's nothing that makes it better for you than to get a free runner in scoring position to start off an inning. Like that's a gift for the Royals.
Runners in scoring position hadn't mean squat for
the
Royals.
But they didn't have to do anything to get that runner in scoring position. He's already there to start the inning. And all they needed to do was move the runner over and then a sack fly from Bobby Witt. That's all they needed to do. And they did it. They got it done. And then Estevez shut the door in the 10th. So look, I get
plenty of runners.
I get all of the complaints about the ghost runner in extra innings and all of that. Like I understand it philosophically and the way that the baseball works in extra innings and all of that. Royals had to have that guy on second base. And that's the only reason they won the game.
Yeah. I mean, in over a course of a season with the back end of the bullpen, if it was healthy, the Royals would be fine. Again, I don't hate it. It's not like keeping me up at night. I think now though, the need for it has lessened for me because games are going so much quicker now in a positive way. I think we could probably be fine without that. Rick's been waiting. Man, Rick has had this message teed up for 2.5 years here. He says at least MJ Melendez was sent down. Rick is not an MJ Melendez fan. But yeah, I mean, they had to do something. They moved Vinny Pasquantino down in the lineup. They sent down MJ Melendez. They're doing what they can, and we'll talk to Jalen Thompson, and now the next thing they need to do is teach Jack Caglione how to play a little corner outfield in a spot.
Next thing they got to do is they got to designate Hunter Renfroe for assignment. If they made that move too, you know, then I feel a little bit better, you know, about their prospects. But at least one thing happened, and MJ's, you know, down in Omaha. And I don't think I read JJ Piccolo's comments on the situation after they sent him down. And it sounds like, you know, Piccolo, and I believe him, he says, look, we're not giving up on Melendez. Hopefully he can get things worked out in Omaha. It's a long season. We want him to be a part of this team and this roster. And that's good. I mean, it's not just like they're giving up on the guy and relegating him down to the minors, never to be heard from again. You know, I feel like they actually want to try to have it work out with him. And so I do appreciate that comment from JJ Piccolo.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, there's contractually, there's no need to like make it the finish of his career. Go see if he can figure it out. Because if he hit like he hit in the second half last year, he helps you. So go see if he can figure it out down there. There's no need to let him figure it out at the big league level. Like Hunter Renfroe is under a contract. It's a little bit different, right? So it's not that big a deal. But they had to do something, and he was hurting them badly. There are plenty of things hurting them badly in that lineup right now. Moving Vinny Pasquantino down is an interesting move. And I mean, I don't blame him. Would you? In an ideal world, you don't want to have to do that kind of stuff. But man, you gotta do something to snap it. So we'll see. I suspect, I hope, I think that getting the schedule back in your favor will help. Getting back home will help. They get a day off today. Team needs a day off for sure. That is a brutal 10-game road stretch that they just played. Should they have won more games on it? Absolutely. But I'll bet you they're glad to be home. And they'll take some time to regroup. So we'll have all that with Jalen Thompson, the latest on Jack Caglione, all of it. We've also got NFL draft to talk today as that gets going here in just a couple of days. Can't wait for that. I put my theory to the test of like this one's sneaking up the most. I've heard that from a few people, but it's here. It's draft time. Like this is this week. So we'll get you all caught up there. What we think the Chiefs are going to do. And we will talk a little portal talk as well. The Shockers add a player. K-State adds a player. Can't remember if KU added anybody off the top of my head, but we still watch them to see if they might have a couple of big chippers out there. So there's a lot of portal news out there. We'll get to all of it. It's all covered for today. It's all Brock and Caster. It's a Monday on Sports Daily.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
It's time to get back to the sports talk.
All right, let's do this thing. Go!
Sports Daily is on KFH.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Sports Daily here on KFH. Jacob Albrock, Tommy Caster with you. Glad to be with you. If you want to win some HTO, we'll give you a chance right now. All you got to do is text the keyword T to 20357. That'll get you a free iced tea, more than 26 flavors to choose from. You can catch those at Wichita East, West, or in Derby while you're in. try one of the new refresher drinks too. Not included in the giveaway here, but man, if you're looking for a jolt of energy, they're delicious. There's three all new flavors: cherry, peach tea, lemonade, the Razzler or Mango Tango, all energy boosted drinks. Check those out while you're in there. Again, HCO free iced tea though. Tea, the keyword, 20357. I was talking to a great listener at the Home Depot. No, sorry. Oh my goodness, this is a cardinal sin. Uh-oh. I was talking to a great listener, Tommy, at Lowe's. At Lowe's. Lowe's, the blue one, not the orange one. And he was telling me he loves to listen to the show on the Odyssey app. He can't call in to win the tea. And I'm like, dude, you don't have to call in to win the tea. That's a text contest, because he listens to it after the fact. I was like, that's perfect for you. I said, text right then. Text. You can text anytime. Message and data rates apply. You can enter one time per day to win that free HTO. So good luck. Shout out to great listeners who always say hi when we're out and about. That's right. I was at the hardware store doing guy stuff this weekend.
Just talking to the masses, just people coming up to you left and right, talking about the radio show.
On pipe fitting.
You're working on all this really like in-depth, like hardware type stuff. They just won't leave you alone. They want to talk about the radio show. They're bombarding you.
They want my advice on hardware stuff. Oh, yeah. That's what they want. That's what I'm here for.
I believe that less than I believe people bombarding you in general at the hardware store.
Yeah, no. I do appreciate when people talk to me about the show. I lay 100 bags of mulch on Friday, and my back still hurts. Why? Like, why do we do these things? 100 bags of mulch. I could have used some help.
You didn't ask me for help. That's a lot of mulch.
How much does a bag weigh? A lot? Yeah. 15, 20 pounds, probably 30, 40. I don't know. It was brutal.
Are you feeling ripped today? No,
I feel like I can't stand up because my back hurts so much. Anywho, good luck in the HTO contest right now. Tommy, there's a ton of portal stuff, so let's kind of just go rapid fire a little bit here. The thing I'm seeing here, this would have been right after our conversation, try to go in order a little bit on Friday about PJ Haggerty. Well, the reports are now that he wants $4 million. Okay, that's not that surprising. I would have guessed. If you made me guess at what he wants, I'd have said probably 3.5 or 4. The part of the report, though, if you're a KU fan and thought he was a possibility, I certainly thought he was a possibility for KU. I think he would make a lot of sense. The other thing coming out, and On3 reported this, Jeff Goodman reported this, he's asking to be a primary point guard. So that probably doesn't fit as much. We don't know exactly what things look like with Darren Peterson, but they're not going to alter their plans with him, I cannot imagine. So if there's not a way for Haggerty to play some point, play off the ball some, then probably KU is not going to be the best fit. Now, I'm not going to close the door on it just yet, because KU is one of the teams that probably can pony up that kind of money, especially now that they're not paying Hunter Dickinson, who we know was one of the top guys for a while. That means KU either is not done with him, and I don't think they're done with him yet. That means they haven't had their big ticket yet, and how many of the big ticket guys are still out there? So that'll be interesting to see. If it's not Haggerty or somebody like that, what do they do? Because they'll have unspent money at this point. I don't think it's time to pivot necessarily, but I think you'd have to have some real conversations if you're going to think about that.
Yeah, I don't think it's a money situation. I mean, I think that, you know, if Kansas was able to find a way to make that work and Haggerty wanted to go to Kansas, they'd be able to find $4 million and, you know, be able to make that happen. That's not the hesitation at all. I think that it's more of a fit thing. And yeah, you would love to have the guy who's the third leading scorer in college basketball a season ago on your team offensively. But if his demand is that he wants to be the primary ball handler and point guard on a team, that doesn't fit. That does not fit what the Jayhawks are wanting to do this coming season. And they have, by all accounts, pretty much committed to the fact that Darren Peterson will come in and be that primary ball handler, and they want to build an offense around him as one of the top recruits coming into college basketball next season. So knowing that, I mean, I totally agree with you when you say that they're not going to adjust their plans. They're not going to change the way that they put this team together. They're not going to take a role away from Darren Peterson, who is the top recruit that Kansas has gotten in a long time for the opportunity to bring in PJ Haggerty at $4 million. I think that's extremely unlikely. Now, does that mean that Haggerty is set in stone, that that's the way that he wants to play next season? Maybe not. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure that there are teams that are going to be able to make it work, but are they the same teams that can also pay him $4 million? I think that the pot gets a lot smaller, the potential schools get a lot fewer when you've got $4 million as a demand and to be the primary ball handler. I think that really limits who's available to do that.
Yeah, especially with the football portal kind of active again. That's why I won't close the door on it, because yes, there aren't very many teams who can get to that point. KU's one of them. And KU, quite frankly, hasn't spent a lot of their war chest yet. KU, if you look, even if you just look in the Big 12, they're not even close to the top as far as portal team in a year where they basically have to replace everybody. So think about that for a second. You know, it, out of an amazing league in the Big 12, nobody has more funds to use than Kansas. At least I don't think they do. Kansas hasn't used most of that yet, and they have as much to replace as any other team in the league. If they're sitting on something, that would be a part of it. Now, there's a lot of things to think about with it. I still think Haggerty is a part of that equation. I really do. This freshman from the class of 2026, who's either the number one or number two player potentially reclassifying, could play into that, because you would obviously have to make it worth his while to come back and do that. So I think that, you know, we've got to just be patient with them. It's just the question becomes how many guys, like how long is too long to wait? Right. Like, are they going to wait too long? And then all these top guys, I think there are a lot of big name players still out there. There's a dude from St. John's who still hasn't, RJ Lewis, who still hasn't transferred. And he, by most accounts, I think is the top guy. So there's still plenty out there for them. It's just that Haggerty note was, we talked about that Friday. That was interesting to see, because I don't think he's going to come in and be like what DeJuan Harris was. Like, if he went to KU, he's not getting that kind of run at point guard. I don't think. You never say that.
No, I don't think he is. Because Darren Peterson is going to be the point guard. Like, that has been made very clear that he's going to be the guy that is going to run this offense for Kansas, and they're going to build a team around him. And so, again, you would love to have the production of P.J. Haggerty on your team, the offensive threat that he is and all of that, for sure. But you're not going to change the identity of your offense around Darren Peterson to bring in PJ Haggerty. At least I wouldn't think so at $4 million on top of that. I mean, if it was a little bit less, then yeah, you could probably find a way to make it work. If I'm PJ Haggerty, I'm like, look, I'm not going to make major demands as far as what my role is necessarily. I just want to go to a team where I can win and compete for a national championship and make money. I think it's okay for him to ask for $4 million. He's one of the top offensive threats in the entire country. I don't have a problem with that at all. If he can get it, then go get that money. But I don't think you can ask for that kind of money and be that set in stone about what your role is. I think it's got to be one or the other.
Well, you can start that way in what you're asking.
Yeah, you can start, but I think you need to be willing to sort of negotiate and move a little bit on that. And there might be a couple of teams out there that would be able to fulfill both of those demands from Haggerty. Sure. Like, think about a team like Houston, for example, that's losing a bunch of players, you know, and then they're looking to rebuild. And I'm sure that after a national championship game run, that they've probably got NIL money to burn in their pocket, you know, and that might be a fit for them. And then maybe an SEC team like an Auburn or a Florida or a team like that, you know, that they might be able to come in too and throw a bunch of money at Haggerty and make him the primary point guard.
Yeah, the question is, can they get to $4 million? Houston. I think the SEC teams probably could, but I don't know that they'll want to. Houston's the interesting one, certainly, because they could use it. And like, this was a part of the discussion Friday. Like, Haggerty, his style as a primary, you know, ball handling, like, creator, might not fit what you think of with Kansas over the years. But they've had some guys who've done that. And the other thing is, like, look at what Houston did last. Just why I like your point on Houston. Houston's offense, and Houston was very good, maybe should have won a national championship, was to just let two guys handle the ball at the top and do everything offensively, play insane defense and get all the offensive. Haggerty would fit at Houston perfectly, like perfectly. It's just, can Houston come up with $4 million? I don't know. That's a big number. I just don't know how many teams can besides, you know, that really, really top tier of the blue blood kind of teams. Have you seen, and we'll get to the Shockers and the Cats in just a second. Have you seen the Cooper Flagg conversation happening right now? Cooper Flagg is not like 100% going to the draft, basically. It's really interesting. I guess there has been like some hints or some subtlety that he hasn't made a decision that he could come back to Duke. I was talking about this with somebody over the weekend. How great would this be for college basketball if Cooper Flagg returned?
I mean, what's the reasoning that he might not enter the draft? I mean, he's a consensus top pick, right? Like, not number
one. He is the consensus top pick, and next year, by all accounts, he would have more competition to be the top pick because of Darren Peterson and a couple other freshmen that are coming in that are pretty highly touted. Supposed to be a pretty good class. But if you're Cooper Flagg, and here's what I can't figure. I don't know what his deadline to declare for the draft is. I think... Basically, like, if you're Flagg, so the number one overall pick salary is $12.5 million. Flagg, I think, made about 12 last year at Duke. If I'm a guy like Flagg, aren't you watching, like, who's got the best lottery chance here? Or what are the lottery teams look like? Like, if you're Flagg, and no offense to, I don't know, the New Orleans franchise, or Charlotte, like Washington, like if those are the teams that I may end up with and I'm Flagg and I could make as much money playing at Duke as I could in the NBA. And he could for 1 year, because remember, he can get spawned. He's already, what was he on all the, like the New Balance commercials?
Yeah,
or
he's
something?
Making like $12 million. At least right. He did this last year to play for Duke.
He can do all of the things financially that he could do in the NBA right away?
You can right this second, but the thing that you know, we don't talk about is that all that does is delay when the next contract would come in the NBA.
Sure.
And that's where the hundreds of millions of dollars Supermax contract comes into play.
I get it. But what if it means going to the Wizards, or next year if you get a lottery situation like the Spurs end up there again? I'm not saying he should or he shouldn't do it. I think it's his choice. He has a decent choice to make. Like, it's an interesting choice to think about. He may love it at Duke. It may just be like, remember, I think he skipped a senior year of high school. He's like, I love this too much.
So
like,
he's got fun.
He's only got making $12 million.
He's only got a few days to make that decision. April 26th is the deadline to enter the draft. So today's the 21st. So he's got this week to make that decision on whether or not. I mean, I would imagine he's going to enter.
I think he'll go.
Right?
Yeah. Like, I think he'll go. But it's interesting to think about that he has the opportunity at least to make a financial decision one way or the other. That's an interest. I saw that. So I just wanted to cram that in here. Okay. Let's go to the Shockers next. Then we'll get to K-State on the portal stuff. And I'm kind of holding K-State a little bit because they've made a few moves here where they're actually putting together a pretty talented roster. But Will Berg is the guy coming in for Wichita State. 7'2". He's Swedish, and he comes over from Purdue. Now, he was not their primary center this last year, I don't believe.
He was not, and no.
So his numbers aren't going to jump off the screen at you. Like, 2 points, one rebound. He didn't play a lot. So it's a risky move. I don't think it's a move that Shocker fans should like be ready to hang his jersey in the rafters or anything, but he absolutely, Tommy, fills a need that we've talked about for a while. They don't have anybody down there right now.
Yeah, well, they do now, right? And like, that's right. That's the most important thing. I mean, yeah, you look at his production in the Big Ten last year and just overall in his season for Purdue, 22 games. He started three games, but in the 22 games he played, He averaged just under 2 points, 1.3 rebounds, and less than a block in about 6 minutes per game for Purdue. Again, it's not amazing production. He didn't play a whole lot, quite frankly, for Purdue this last season. But, you know, clearly he's got the size, he's got the strength. And, you know, remember, like, he had been, I think he redshirted his first year. He's got 2 years of eligibility remaining. You know, I would think, and I don't know exactly the way the timing of it all went down, but wouldn't you guess that he learned behind Zach Edey, right? Like, wasn't Zach Edey the big guy at Purdue, like, before he left and graduated and all of that? I mean, Will Berg would have been behind him at least for one season or maybe two. So I do think that that's maybe important too. I don't know if he picked up anything from Zach Edey or not, but you're coming from Big Ten competition, to American competition with Wichita State. They needed somebody down low for sure. Even if he can be halfway productive in the post, it's better than what they had before.
Is he going to be as productive as Quincy Ballard?
No.
I would guess no.
Probably not.
Is he a better option than Monte Bozniak, who's in the portal? I would say yes. So I think you have to look at it that way. I'm glad that they got him because they need his position badly. So how good will he be? I think that is a total wild card. Guy has barely played. But I do think we got to see a lot of Mate, and that was not going to be good enough if he was going to be forced to play a true center position, which he might have been. And he's in the portal. He didn't even have, they're not even certain on his eligibility, but he's in the portal. I think, and as far as that goes, yes, it's an upgrade. So I would imagine that was a target for Wichita State and a pretty good one. And they won a battle for a target, and that's not insignificant by any means. But what I don't want to do is sit here and look at Will Berg and put like Quincy Ballard expectations on him, because that's not fair to him. Like you can't expect him to step in and play that kind of role. Quincy Ballard was the second best player on the floor most nights, probably last year behind Corey Washington. If not, Corey Washington went to SMU, by the way, just for those keeping track of these kinds of things. So it's a good signing, though, because it fills an absolute position of need for Wichita State. Absolutely does. And you're beginning to see a roster come together. There's no doubt about it.
Well, you know, on top of that, too, and I know it's a very, very, very small sample size. He hasn't played a ton in his college career.
Tommy, K-State, had a weird basketball offseason here. They went a long time with no movement, right? We expected this mass exodus. At least I did. And you wondered about a couple of guys, but we figured a lot of guys would leave, and they did, but it took them a while to do it, right? It took about 2 weeks longer than a lot of schools were dealing with. So now they're mostly all gone. And, you know, Buddy Rich is gone. Brendan Hawson's gone. Onyenso's gone. Bayfall's gone. Doug McDaniel's gone. Okay. So they're going to start over. Now we look at it and they're on a good pace here. So over the weekend, they get Nate Johnson, Akron's best player, who's one of the best players in that league. So he's there. They already had Abdi Bashir, who we mentioned, and then Tyreek Smith, a big out of Memphis, Shocker fans might remember. They do have one other player out of UNC Wilmington. They're putting together a pretty good-looking group here, Tommy, and we know they're not done. This team doesn't even have a point guard yet, but like they've gotten some good guys coming in here.
Well, yeah, they've had to completely turn over the roster, as you mentioned, and getting a guy like Nate Johnson, that's a good get for Jerome Tang. And that's something that's probably, it's an acquisition that's not going to get a ton of attention nationally. But Nate Johnson was the MAC player of the year and the defensive player of the year last season. So, I mean, he got tons of accolades in that conference and was the best player on that team, averaging 14 points a game, about 5 rebounds, a little over 3 assists a game. And he plays a lot. He played over 30 minutes a game last season for Akron. So, you know, he was a workhorse. He got it done on both ends of the court. And, you know, I think the question now becomes, you know, how does that translate to Big 12 play coming from the MAC to the Big 12? But still, his accomplishments are well documented. And he had a really good year last year for Akron. So I think that that's a good get for them. And being able to then combine that with some of the other guys that you mentioned, like Bashir, and others, It's what Jerome Tang needed to do. It's what he had to do to rebuilding this team. And, you know, like you mentioned, he's not done yet. But this is a really good start, I would say.
Yeah, I like the start. I do. And I think it looks a little different probably than it did a year ago. That's a defense first guy. Bashir's was big time scorer for Monmouth that can shoot. Nate Johnson could score. He wasn't like this great shooter. Remember, Akron made the NCAA tournament. They played Arizona in that first round. Bashir could just fill it up, right? He averaged 20 points a game. Bashir, like that's not easy to do anywhere. And then Tyreek Smith for Memphis, who Shocker fans are probably more familiar with. He was a meaningful player for them. Got a little size. But played about 20 minutes a game this past year for Memphis. So plenty of experience. It's an experienced group that they have coming in. And I do like to start. We never know how all this is going to fit together. No clue, no idea how it's all going to fit together. But when you are just, I think more than anything for K-State fans, the part that can make you feel probably a little bit better, right, is that they are still able to go get some of these players that are high profile. Kamari McGriff is the other guy, by the way, and he averaged 11 points a game for UNC Wilmington, another team that made the NCAA tournament. He's a big, he's got some size. So they're putting it together. They're doing the things that they need to do. And they're just going to have to keep it up. I don't know if they have like a high profile player in the cards here. You look at a guy, we just talked about Haggerty.
I don't know if they need a high profile guy. No, like I would rather.
They need a point guard.
Well, they need a point guard, but I don't think you need a high pro. And they're not going to pay $4 million for PJ Haggerty. Like that's not going to.
Coleman Hawkins, two.
$2 million. And I think that they're probably a little gun shy. And that's double what they paid Hawkins. Right. I don't think they're going to be able to go and grab Haggerty for $4 million. And I think that Haggerty has more high-profile programs that are going to be after him, too. I think they'd be gun-shy to even give $2 million to a player again after what happened with Hawkins. I don't think you need a high-profile player. I like the Bashir and Johnson and McGriff names. Like, those are guys that are slightly more under the radar. I want better team chemistry. I want guys that react well to Jerome Tang. I don't think you need a high profile guy because we saw the way it went last year with Hawkins.
Kind of feels like a Houston type roster, honestly.
Yeah.
We'll see what Jerome Tang can do, and they're not done yet. They do need to get a couple of more. I think from the ceiling falling though there for a moment that this has been a nice reaction to it. And I think K-State fans can feel pretty good about what they've been doing. You know, collectively, I think K-State fans can feel pretty good. I think KU fans ought to be feeling just fine right now. And it all started with Flory Badunga coming back and they're kind of piecing it together. And we do know that they do have most likely a ton left in the war chest to go add a couple more pieces. So you feel good there. And we're still waiting on the 2026 kid and what he's doing. Shocker fans should probably feel okay too, Tommy. Like Ballard, of all the portal things that happened this offseason, Flory Badunga, for the three teams that we followed the closest, Flory Badunga would have been the most impactful, I think. Quincy Ballard's right there. Like that one stings a lot. Corey Washington's probably, like if Badunga was top most impactful, Ballard and Corey Washington to me are 2A and 2B. So the Shockers, I think, had the most to flip over. And I think they've done a nice job too, relatively speaking. So I think they need a handful more. And I believe they have three roster spots left. And it's just going to have to, the Shockers are going to need some young players to play well. I think at this point, based on what we've seen out of it, I think they're going to have one of these young guys step up into a pretty meaningful role next year if they're ultimately going to be any good. And that's not all that different than we used to see all the time in college basketball, right? It's who, can one of them, and in Wichita State specifically. So that's I think, as key as anything to them. But they do still have to fill out the roster. They do still have to, you know, get some more bodies in there. But I think all three teams have done a relatively nice job.
Well, and now for KU, we sit back and wait and see, does Tyron Stokes reclassify to the class of 2025? He made his visit to Lawrence over the weekend. He was on campus, inside Allen Fieldhouse, you know, doing all of that. And so I think the question then becomes, does he want to try to enter a year early and play alongside Darren Peterson for that 1 year? And I don't know how they complement each other, but I would imagine when you've got the number two recruit in 2025 and the number one recruit in 2026 reclassifying to 2025, yeah, you've got a ton of young talent for sure for the Jayhawks, but really dynamic and electric players that, you know, could end up playing together. You add in Flory Badunga on top of that, that becomes a really, really exciting roster with an extremely high ceiling. Time will tell on if Stokes ends up doing that.
I mean, he did all the social media videos. He was obviously there. He was holding the, you know, the national championship trophy from 22, and he's got a dog with him, which is kind of funny. But it's all there. It's all there. And this is a guy who fills it up as much as any high school player ever does. I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. If I go back to something from July on him, and that's a lifetime ago. But he was asked about a potential reclassification. This according to Jeff Borzello, the ESPN guy. He said, quote, "We've had multiple conversations about it. Not really the option I've been thinking about. Kansas was one of the teams he mentioned at that time, with a couple West Coast schools and then Kentucky, Arkansas, and Louisville. So I don't know what the chances are, but that would be the kind of thing that would make Kansas spend a little money. Look at what Cooper Flagg, that kind of freshman, got to do it at Duke. So there are a lot of things with Kansas where it's just like, okay, let's just see what they're going to do here. Like, Haggerty wants $4 million. Kansas will have $4 million. Because I don't think they've spent a ton yet. I don't know what they had to give Flory Badunga to come back. I mean, who knows? But I think they're kind of sitting on it at the moment. And whether that's a Tyron Stokes things or not, I'm not sure. But it's interesting.
Yeah, again, I mean, I'll say it again. I mentioned it earlier. I don't think it's going to be a dollar amount that would scare Kansas away from PJ Haggerty. I just think it's the role that Haggerty is demanding. And so if there's negotiation going on, and there might very well be, you know, I think that for Kansas, the conversation would be, look, we can get there to $4 million, but we can't change your role. Like, you're going to be primarily off the ball. You know, you could be a secondary ball handler, but we need you to score off ball. And we're letting Darren Peterson run this offense. I don't think that as of now, Haggerty is going to be willing to budge on that. I think there are going to be a handful of other schools that have the budget and can basically say, Haggerty, you can run with the ball. It's all yours. Whatever role you want, you can have it.
Four of the top 10-ish ranked transfers are still in there. I still look at RJ Lewis, this guy for Kansas that might make some sense, a lot of sense, kind of a combo guard, really played up. Darian Williams from what the roster needs makes the most sense to me because he plays the position they need the most, which is small forward, but that's a Tech to KU transfer, so who knows? They've done it before. It's exactly what they did with, you know, with McCullough. But they have options to spend their money. If you had to power rank it, Tommy, would you want the freshman the most to come into this team next year?
I think it gives you a really, like I said before, extremely high ceiling. It makes it really hard to evaluate what they're going to do going into the season because you've got so much young talent on the team. I mean, Stokes is 17 years old. It makes it so hard to evaluate that because you've got Peterson, potentially Stokes, and Badunga as your main three. But you've got so much size between Badunga and Stokes is a big guy at 6'7", 245. And then, you know, an incredibly electric ball handler and scorer in Peterson. It makes it extremely exciting. I just think it's really hard to evaluate how that team is going to go.
I just don't know, like, who else is there? Like, if you're going to be that young, who do you look at as, like, the leader? You know what I mean? Like, who's going to take on that role for you? I don't think you can really count on a freshman early on to do that.
Well, I think you look at a guy, and I don't know if he would be the number one leader on the team, but a veteran in Melvin Council, who's a big defensive player, big defensive threat.
But that's a new player.
You're right.
You know, like
they, yeah, you're right.
They don't have that been with Bill Self for a while, put your arm around the shoulder, like, yeah, he's on you now. But, you know, they don't have that. So that's what makes me a little hesitant with the younger guys. But, I mean, you're going to take that kind of talent anytime you can. All right, we'll come back. We got more Sports Daily, another hour rolling your way. Jalen Thompson in the second hour. Stick around.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I'm Emma Grede, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grede, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.